From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Libya appeals for an end to the international arms embargo. Libya Wednesday appealed to the UN Security Council to lift a four-year-old arms embargo so authorities can fight a growing Islamic State presence. The appeal came 4 days after release of a video showing IS committing a mass beheading of 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians. Libya's Foreign Minister Mohamed El-Dairi telling the 15-member council the international community must ensure its shoulders legal and moral responsibility to support the restructuring of the Libyan army. Speaking via teleconference from Libya, UN envoy Bernardino Leon told the council a political solution is the only answer.
The savage terrorist acts highlight once again the imminent danger confronting Libya, its people, and the wider region, unless there is a swift agreement among the main parties in the country on resolving the political crisis and bringing an end to the military and political conflict.
A draft resolution on the embargo is being circulated among council members by Jordan. The World Health Organization says West Africa recorded the fewest number of cases of Ebola in the week ending February 15. In 3 weeks, Dr. David Nabarro, the UN Secretary General's envoy on the disease, told the General Assembly the goal of zero Ebola cases announced by the three hardest-hit West African countries by April 15 can be achieved, but
they've got to ensure strong surveillance of the population. They've got to identify people with Ebola, to confirm the diagnosis, to quickly arrange effective treatment, to identify the people that are their contacts, and to keep those people under review for 21 days.
He says communities must stop unsafe burials and hands-on healing practices. This is VOA News. U.S. negotiators are to join their European counterparts this week in the latest round of Iran nuclear talks in Geneva. The U.S. and its so-called P5 plus one allies are facing a June deadline to work out a deal with Iran to cut its uranium enrichment program in exchange for lifting sanctions. Meanwhile, the White House has acknowledged it's been withholding some details of those talks from Israel to prevent them from possibly being made public or distorted. White House spokesman Josh Earnest telling reporters there's no question some of the things Israel has said about the U.S. negotiating position are wrong.
I think it is fair to say that the United States is mindful of the need to not negotiate in public and ensure that information that's discussed at the negotiating table is not taken out of context and publicized in a way that distorts the negotiating position of the United States and our allies.
Israel's government is strongly opposed to the nuclear agreement, fearing it will lead to a nuclear-armed Iran, whose leaders are on record as vowing to wipe out the Jewish state. Iran insists its program is for peaceful purposes. President Obama Wednesday urged civic and religious leaders worldwide to unite in the fight against what he calls the false promise of extremism, and reject the notion terrorist groups represent Islam.
We must never accept the premise that they put forward, because it is a lie. Nor should we grant these terrorists the religious legitimacy that they seek. They are not religious leaders, they're terrorists.
Oh, Mr. Obama telling delegates at a three-day White House conference on violent extremism, the fight cannot be won with military might alone. He appealed to prominent Muslims to do more to distance themselves from brutal ideologies. A Tunisian appeals court handed down 2 to 4 year prison terms each to 20 men for their participation in a 2012 attack on the U.S. embassy. They were earlier given 2 year suspended sentences by a lower court. Meanwhile, Tunisia has vowed a strong and violent response after suspected militants linked to al-Qaeda killed 4 Tunisian policemen near the Algerian border. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, the French press agency says pygmy militia attacks against Bantu villages have claimed the lives of nearly 30 people. A UN peacekeeping official says the attacks in southeastern Katanga province occurred between February 9 and 15 in a dispute that stems from hunting rights. Thailand's attorney general has filed criminal charges against former Thai Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra over her involvement in a bungled rice subsidy program that cost the country billions of dollars. If found guilty, Ms. Yingluck could be jailed for up to a decade. Ms. Yingluck was ousted by a court order May of last year, days before the military seized power. Last month, Thailand's military-appointed legislature retroactively impeached her and banned her from politics for 5 years. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.